KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. A big thank you to producer Deidre Gott, who books all the live music in Studio 1A. And we're so thrilled to have back in Studio 1A Doyle Bramhall II, who we last saw about a year ago when his last album was out, had just been released. And now Doyle has a new album called Shades. And he's been on the road. He's going to be at Antone's tomorrow night and Wednesday night. Tomorrow night's show is sold out. He'll be joined by Emily Gimbel tomorrow night. And Wednesday night will be Cece Adcock and the Lafayette Marquis. Welcome, Doyle.
How you doing? Thanks for having me. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. The us includes A. Brown's on the drums and Jake Sherman on the keyboards. And so you've been touring around on with the album so far?
Yeah, the album came out October 5th, and so we had a bunch of press stuff and radio performances and whatnot in New York City, and then we sort of worked our way from the East Coast over to Nashville, had a little break, and now we're picking back up with this Texas tour. Right. And we're doing like a week down here, and then I go to the East Coast, and I'm going out with Boz Scaggs for about a week as well as his special guest, because I was the guitar player on his new album, and funny enough, Charlie Sexton was the other guitar player. So yeah, he just asked me to come out and play guitar in his set, and then maybe do a song or two of mine in his show as well.
So. All right, we got a bunch of new songs on the album. Maybe we can talk about that in a minute. What would you like to start off with?
I guess we'll start off with "Everything You Need," which was the first single off this new record.
Then you brought me to my knees. I'm just a man. Loving you comes so naturally. I wanna be all that I can be, girl. So I'm saying my baby is real. All this could be. And I hope baby, I'll give you something that will take you for a man. Give everything you need, won't have to wait to see. I'm gonna be the man to love you. I need you desperately. Give everything to me, yeah, so I can be the one that loves you. Gotta make it, because I know we were meant to be. I'm saying my baby is real. All this could be. And I hope
you'll see that
my baby, I'll give you something that will take you far. of me, so I can be the one that loves you. And if we let this loving can break it open, and in this road will take us through to something new. I'm gonna be the one of it.
Bramhall II, live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9, a tune off his new album Shades, one called Everything You Need. So when your last album came out, it was your first album in more than a decade, and now you've sort of been on the road playing. So what was it like doing this album after being in the studio the last time and touring around?
Well, the last record, Rich Man, was it was sort of, in a way, I was experimenting, you know, with my sound, because I hadn't made a record in 17 years or something like that, since Welcome. And it was also the first record that I was producing myself, so, and I had, you know, been a producer for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. So I just really just wanted for myself to establish what my sound was and where I was at with my songwriting and hopefully, you know, create something that was more complete than what I had done before. You know, I wanted sort of every element of what I did to be connected in a way where it was just all sort of one thing. And so I felt like that was the experimental kind of process record for me of finding that. And then this record was, you know, after being on the road for Rich Man for a couple years and just, you know, really getting into the a groove with performing and you know, playing off the other musicians that that were in the band and just really being in the flow. Because, you know, when you get out on the road and you're out there for a long time, you know, you just sort of have this, I don't know, this silent, unspoken kind of way of communicating with each other musically that just sort of happens, you know, when you're doing it all the time. It's just like you get a different kind of telepathy going with other musicians that you're playing with, and it creates this sort of organism that's, you know, made up of different parts, but it's all, you know, all has continuity to it. And so anyway, I just wanted to make a record and do it as quickly as I could, because I'm writing songs, you know, in my head every day. And I just wanted to start getting down everything as I write it and get it down and get it out there. I mean, if you look back at what Bach created, I mean, he was writing 5 songs a day sometimes, you know. So, and look at his body of work.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to achieve, is the work of Bach.
Mm-hmm. Some years ago, you did some traveling in North Africa and Morocco, and that has certainly went into your music on Rich Man, and there's a little bit of that on the current album as well. What do you, interact with that sound?
I don't really try and play the kind of music that I really love and listen to for my own enjoyment. I don't necessarily know that much about it. I'm not that schooled in it. Even though I do take I take lessons. I play the oud, and I take lessons from this Israeli oud player that studied with the Bedouins, and he's you know, he plays Middle Eastern, Turkish, Northern African. He plays all different styles of oud, and so I've learned you know, just through taking lessons about Middle Eastern music. So that's what I'm sort of fascinated by. But you know, in my music, I mean, I'm playing rock music, and so the stuff that, you know, has a hint of that is really just a hint of it. You know, it's like, you know, I'm putting a little bit of, you know, a little cinnamon in the chai tea or something. But it's, I don't, you know, I'm not, I don't know how to play that music really. But but just from my travels and being introduced to a lot of different things, and you know, opening my mind culturally and musically and whatnot, I'm, you know, the stuff does influence me somehow, and that's how it sort of comes out. So that the song Parvana, which you mentioned earlier, is actually a Persian name, and it means butterfly. I was listening to some Persian oud players at the time that I wrote that, and I mean, to me it has a Persian influence, but to anybody else that plays you know, music from Iran, they wouldn't hear it as an influence, I'm sure.
Doyle Bromhall II is our guest live in Studio 1A. He's got a couple of gigs coming up tomorrow night and Wednesday night at Antone's, and he's touring behind a terrific new album called Shades. You have another song for us?
Yeah, we're going to do a song called Searching for Love.
That's one you did with Nora Jones on the album.
Yeah,
right?
Nora and I wrote this song in her home in Brooklyn, and then recorded it live in the studio not too far away from her. And today we're going to get the Austin's own Emily Gimbel sing with us.
Welcome, Emily.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Together, then we won't go far. I should sail away, find a place for myself. Nobody said it would be easy now. Nobody said it would be so. If I thought you could help me, if I thought that you can, I would tell you forever, yeah. I would always be there. Nobody said. Nobody said it'd be so hard. The river runs deep.
Oh yeah.
I'm going out on my own, and I will learn to love. Time will blow it all away. Thank you.
Doyle Bramhall live in Studio 1A, getting some help from Miss Emily Gimbel, who will be opening for Doyle tomorrow night at Antone's. That show is sold out, but there's still...
She's opening on the whole Texas tour with us, except for Halloween.
All right.
Because we got a freak coming in for Halloween.
C.C. Adcock and the Lafayette Marquise. And that was a tune that Doyle co-wrote with Nora Jones called Searching for Love, and Nora appears on the album. Also on the album are the Greyhounds from here in Austin, also the Tedeschi Truck Bands, which has some Austinites in it, and Eric Clapton even shows his hand, his slow hand on one of the tracks. Real briefly, you know, just a few weeks ago, you were at Madison Square Garden playing with Eric Clapton. I know you've been a longtime collaborator with him. And I just read in an interview somebody had asked you what you've taken from being with Eric Clapton. And you said he teaches you just to be yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
be true to yourself.
Sounds pretty stock, pretty simple. But yeah, I mean, it's just by being around him all these years and being next to him while he's performing and, you know, coming up with ideas and producing records with him, just seeing the way he works, and it just sort of simplifies it for me. I think I always overcomplicated things in my own mind of how things should work, and editing myself and, you know, not allowing myself to do things because I thought people would judge. But the cool thing about him is he absolutely doesn't care, like, what anybody thinks, you know. Because, you know, he has thousands and, well, millions of fans that think a lot of things. So he just does what he likes and what he loves to do. And he's always done that, you know, since the beginning. He started out in what, 1963, playing in bands, and you know, he's been able, he's one of the only artists, I think, that's been able to redefine himself in every generation and every decade, again and again.
While also staying true to his original sound.
Yeah, completely staying true. And I think just by being around it long enough, it just made me, I just started sort of being that way myself and not really just doing what I love to do. I mean, I love music. I love, you know, for many years living in Los Angeles, I became a session player out there while living there. But, you know, I sort of felt like that there was something about being a session player that was sort of killing a little part of me and my creative side. And so I started, you know, basically... I mean, I'm only letting people down here know this, not people in L.A., but I started doing a lot of stuff for free just because it felt like I just wanted to do things that I love to do and people that I love to work with and collaborate with. And I mean, one of the people that I love working with is Michelle Andeggiocello, which is A. Brown's, has been in her band for about 7 years or so.
Five,
7 years, whatever. A long time. And, you know, I mean, I just, you know, people call me up to do sessions now, and I just go, you know. I want to make music. I want to, you know, make music over here in the States and travel to exotic places and trance out with Sufi bands and Sufi groups and stuff.
Well, we sure do appreciate you taking the time to come to Studio 1A and sharing your new music with us. And
thanks for always supporting us, too. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll see you back here sometime soon. Best of luck out on the road. And again, Doyle Bramhall II will be at Antone's Tuesday and Wednesday night of this week.
Yeah, you got to come out and wear something scary.
Yeah, for Halloween.
Bring some blood.
We're going to close out the live portion, but Doyle and the band's going to stick around and do one more. And all of it will be up online on our website at kutx.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg, around till 2 o'clock. It's KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.